Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Coach Vita, on this Christmas Day of 2018. The new year of 2019 is around the corner, so I'm going to leave you with this episode called Transition. Is transitioning into a healthy lifestyle or getting into shape? So let's get started. I have a few pointers that could help a few people out or help anybody out that listening to the station. Education, inspiration, support, acronym of SMART. And let's touch a little bit about those particular words. Education. You want to know how to do things. You want to educate yourself, research about what are you doing. So therefore, it can be about your health. It could be about the foods you eat, as well as how to get in shape. Inspiration. You want to know why you are inspired to want to do this transition, or who inspired you to want to begin this journey of transitioning into this healthy lifestyle or to get in shape. And if you do know, let them know, because they can help you along the way. Support. You always want to have a support team. You want to let them know that you're going on this particular journey because you want to succeed it. You definitely want to have a positive fan club around you, because they will support you all the way through the end. And also, they can hold you accountable for what you are doing. SMART, the acronym: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. It goes hand in hand and plays a good role with setting your goals, of being realistic about setting those goals. If you are a person that doesn't stay committed, you fail multiple times, or you just suck at what you're trying to do, that's a good way to start over and to begin this new transition. You want to put focus on the habit and not the goal. You want to keep it real simple, basic. So again, if you are one of those persons that doesn't stay committed, you fail multiple times, or you just sucked at what you did, change it up, alternate, you know, and focus more on the habit and not the goal. So for example, if I say I want to walk 2 miles every day, I want to just focus on the walk and not the miles that I'm doing. Because I know if I get out and walk, I'm winning in my situation. So I focus on what I want to do first, and then I go to the next step of the goal of walking the 2 miles. Whichever way you decide is important. You want to make sure you write it down, add it to your calendar, make an alert, make an alarm about it, and do it every day if you can. Identify your weakness. It's up to you to identify your weakness, because you know you better than anybody else. So identify it, write it down, and let's see what we can do to take it out and substitute it for something that's going to be a positive. Cleaning up your eating habits. Definitely clean up your eating habits. If you haven't learned how to eat well, you want to do a self-assessment on the things that you eat, and you can eliminate a lot of things by doing that, and also knowing what to put in your body for your body. If you're doing a diet, you want to definitely make sure, again, educate yourself and research about it before you do it. Find an activity that's going to make you happy. If you find an activity that makes you happy, you can pretty much do it all the time. You can do it every day if you wish, but find something that makes you happy. Now, when we put all these things together, again, you want to determine your goals or your habits that you want to establish. You want to determine why you weren't committed at it, you failed, you sucked. You want to try to avoid that same failure for the future. Again, tighten up your eating habits. If you are a person that already is on maybe the right path of the eating habits, just again do a self-assessment, look at what you're eating, and then go from the evaluation from there. And pick an activity that's going to make you happy. If you pick that activity that makes you happy, you won't even have to focus on working out, because you're already working out in your mind and you actually like it. And finally, why do you want to do this transition, either to get a healthy lifestyle or to get in shape? Ask yourself why. Hopefully these pointers help you out. You can also listen to a few of my episodes, Mindset, that plays a big role of transitioning to a healthy lifestyle or getting in shape. Struggles and Denial, Balancing Your Life and Continuous Exercise, and also Staying on the Right Path. This is Coach Vita. Have a great holiday. If you want to contact me, definitely contact me on IG at Coach Vita. You can email me at oncuedance@yahoo.com. That is oncuedance@yahoo.com. Or you can also look me up on my smart app at oncuedance. Have a good one.